Well, brothers and sisters, I've never been to a World Wrestling Federation wrestling match, but I've seen some on TV. And I suppose what I find to be a little surprising and certainly encouraging is that almost inevitably, or at least from what I remember, I would see someone holding up a sign with the word John and then 316 written on the sign. It's a sign, I suppose, of a little spark of hope, a little light in the world, a bit of Christianity that's there in the presence of a otherwise pretty intense and chaotic event. But why is it there? Why do people hold up John 3:16? Out of all the other Bible verses in all of Scripture, why that verse? It's the verse we heard today. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. I think the reason why this verse, of all the other verses, is so important is that it really does summarize everything that we believe in just a few words. It's like a mini creed. If you were to take the entire Nicene Constantinople creed and condense it down into just one sentence, this is the essence of it, right here. First, that we believe in God, and that the first response, as it were, the first reality about God that we discover in the very next words is his love. God so loved. And he so loved us. This is what's extraordinary. So often we might feel like we have to make a lot of effort in the spiritual life. But this passage helps us to remember that it's, as St. John also said in his first letter, this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us. He loved us. This is the origin of it all. This is the beginning. This is the essence. Our very existence comes from his love. The very reality of our unfolding lives and all of his providence, all the things that we're enjoying of his goodness and even our sufferings too, all flow out of his love for us. And it's God's initiative to love us. I think it's marvelous how we see this depicted even in the image of divine mercy. In the divine mercy image, we see Jesus standing there with one foot forward. He's walking toward us. It's not that he's standing back and waiting for us to come to him. He's taking the initiative. He's coming toward us with his hand raised in blessing, with his love and mercy flowing out of his heart, represented by the rays, the red and white rays, further representing the blood and the water of how he gave everything for us on the cross. But with that one foot in front of another, it shows that he is taking the initiative. It is his love for us that is the starting point. And so just when we may pause and be very aware of our own sins and hesitate, maybe even instinctively feeling that we can't approach God, maybe we feel that our sins are too great, if we remember these very words, God loved us, God so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son. This is for us a great sign of hope and encouragement. This is really the unfolding of a beautiful story. It's the story of salvation history. That from the very beginning, God's love was and is and will be. And right at the heart of this story of salvation history is the reality that he sent his only Son for us. The word here in John 3:16 is the verb is he gave his son. But the word gave admits of so many different levels of meaning. Give can be certainly what we do with gifts. But give is also, it also conveys giving over or giving up. So it gets to the heart of the very nature of this self-offering, this gift-giving, and this sacrifice, which God has made to us and for us out of love for us in giving up his son. And it is a beautiful story, the story of salvation history. Father Michael Gately calls it the greatest story ever told. And then he, in his book, The Second Greatest Story Ever Told, talks about the life of St. John Paul II and all that he did to bring God's mercy, the message of divine mercy, to the world, our world, we who need it so desperately, this message of divine mercy. This message that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's the heart of it. That's the heart of the message of divine mercy. And St. John Paul II's life is so beautiful, and he did so much to promote divine mercy, beatifying St. Faustina, canonizing her in the year 2000, establishing the Feast of Divine Mercy, consecrating the world to divine mercy in the year 2002, and dying on the vigil of the Feast of Divine Mercy. So much in the life of this holy pope, St. John Paul II, revolves around this message of divine mercy. And it makes his life a beautiful story. But this second greatest story ever told is not only about the life of St. John Paul II. Because the message of divine mercy is not only about St. John Paul II. It's about all of us. We are a part of this story. Yes, God sent his only begotten son, but he also sends us. He gives us his divine mercy so that we too may go forward, whether it's in our families or our workplaces or among people that we serve in the parish or on the streets or wherever it might be. God calls us also to be other images of divine mercy, to go and bring the love of God to others, especially those who need it most, those who are despairing, those who do not know that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, those who desperately need to hear this message so that they too might believe and have eternal life. We are a part of the story. It may seem a little daunting at times. We don't even know where to begin. We find ourselves sometimes realizing just how broken and weak we are, needing God's mercy. How is it that he is asking us to also be spreaders of divine mercy? How can that be? Well, when we feel overwhelmed, we have one more element in the image of divine mercy that's a great reminder for us and a great source of encouragement. It's the very words at the bottom of the image, Jesus, I trust in you. Because it's only by making a profound act of trust in the Lord that we can allow the Lord to lift us up out of our brokenness and misery and use us to bring his mercy to the people he is sending us. I don't know what to do, Lord. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to be merciful to others because here I am stuck in my own need. Okay, Jesus, I trust in you. I don't know how, Lord, but you can do it. And in this way, with God's grace and mercy active in our lives, calling us forward to be other images of divine mercy, we too then find ourselves saying, Jesus, I trust in you. Lead me, show me the way. And in this way, we go forward as other images of divine mercy, bringing the love and the mercy of our Lord to our desperate world. May the Lord grant us that increase in mercy and grace that we need today to respond to his call, to be ever more aware of our need for his mercy, and at the same time, our need to bring that mercy to others. And may our response today to our dear Lord, who calls us, be, Jesus, I trust in you.
Hello, I'm Father Thaddeus Langton of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception, and I'm excited to let you know about my new podcast with Father Timothy Childers called Keeping It Marian. To access the podcast, simply visit divinemercyplus.org or search Keeping It Marian on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or on whatever podcast platform you prefer. I want to share with you the riches of the charism of the Marian Fathers, which is the mystery of the Immaculate Conception, how it touches our lives as consecrated priests and religious, and how this mystery can bear fruit in your life, especially by keeping the Word of God and pondering it in our hearts in imitation of our Blessed Mother. I hope you'll join us. Again, it's called Keeping It Marian. Thank you, and God bless you.
Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit divinemercyplus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's divinemercyplus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.